isolated, confused, and alone, struggling to find meaning amid loss and uncertainty.
Today, 1 in 5 Americans experience emotional and mental health challenges. But many of us do not understand what we are facing or know how to ask for help.
At the American Psychiatric Association Foundation, we understand what you are going through, and we are here to help. Our vision is to build a mentally healthy nation for all. We work every day to eliminate stigma, combat mental illness and substance use disorders, and advance mental health. If you or someone you love needs help, you are not alone. Please visit mentallyhealthynation.org to learn more.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids 1320 AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Locally grown radio from Vesper to Plover, we are your home for news, talk, and sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Allison Keyes in Washington. President Biden says he thinks the deal on the debt limit is very close, and even Republican House Speaker Kevin McCarthy is sounding hopeful, although he admits it's been tough.
You're going to put a bill on the floor, but you don't want anybody to read it, and you want it to pass because you're afraid they won't like it? It's probably not a good product. I'm not fearful of what's in this bill. And from what we've been able to achieve, to spend less money, to put us on a trajectory. Now, is everything I wanted? No, it has to pass the Senate and get signed by the president.
AAA says some 42 million people are traveling for Memorial Day, and CBS's Chris Van Cleve says it's a mess out there, and folk flying or driving better expect a bit of company.
The great summer getaway is on. The vast majority will be hitting the roads. AAA expects more than 37 million Americans to drive. With the national average for a gallon of gas over a dollar cheaper than a year ago, David Thompson's summer starts with a California road trip.
This thing takes a lot of gas, so a lot of places actually cut you off at $150, so I have to pump, put my credit card back in, and pump again just to fill up.
Vice President Kamala Harris, now the very first woman to give the graduation address at West Point Military Academy.
Class of 2023, as your vice president, it is my profound honor to congratulate you on this tremendous accomplishment and to address you for the first time as graduates of the United States Military Academy. May God bless you, and may God bless the United States of America.
South Carolina's new 6-week abortion ban is on hold for the moment. WCSC reporter Meredith Blair explains.
Lawsuits argue this new law is nearly identical to the one the state Supreme Court ruled was unconstitutional in January and is an unreasonable invasion of privacy.
A multi-union rally supporting the Writers Guild of America strike in Los Angeles. This writer breaks down the issues.
It's really important that as a labor movement, we stand together, unified, strong, and let people in the ruling class know, and let these CEOs know, that they need to pay living wages, pay fair wages, and share in the wealth.
Teen workers are in high demand for jobs this summer, and they're getting better pay. Some states have moved to ease restrictions to let young people work more hours and more dangerous jobs, in some cases amid a tight labor market. Funtown Splashdown USA, an amusement park in southern Maine, says it will be open just 6 days a week this summer, and it will have to close earlier because it doesn't have enough workers. This is CBS News.
Need to hire quality candidates fast? You need Indeed. Their powerful hiring platform helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all in one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
This is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst. Every year, investors lose money because they trade on emotions and hearsay instead of data. But there's a solution. StockCharts.com, the leading online charting tool that experts and disciplined traders have used for over 20 years. You can do the same. Go to StockCharts.com for a free 30-day trial. Pick the stocks and indexes you want to track, review historical data, spot the trends, then make informed decisions and invest with confidence. Go to StockCharts.com and start your free trial today.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the US Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt US Kids, and the Ad Council.
Did you know more than 26,000 men and women from Wisconsin have died while serving their country? This Memorial Day, take time to honor their legacies. Here's former President Barack Obama on Memorial Day 2009.
We waged war so that we might know peace. We braved hardship so that we might know opportunity. We paid the ultimate price so that we might know freedom.
Join all of us at Civic Media as we salute those who gave their lives for our freedom.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Daytime highs approaching 80 this afternoon under sunny skies, winds out of the south, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Mainly clear skies. Tonight, lows dip down to about 45. Highs level off around 80. Tomorrow, sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Low 80s, Monday, turning warmer on Tuesday, with highs in the mid-80s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 73.
Locally grown radio, your home for news talk and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa. 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold. 1993 to 1999 and again 2001 to 2003. What you're about to hear is about more than just football. It's about life. This is Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. Now, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram.
Earl. Good morning, Wisconsin. Wipe the dust out your eyes. I am here sitting across the table, ready not to choke my homeboy, but he ain't so cracking jokes and stuff like he usually do. Good morning, Earl.
Good morning, man, and good morning to all of you. And I want to say before we say anything else, I want to thank Stu for filling in. During the time I was gone, I heard he did a great job. And so, Stu, thank you. If you're out there anywhere, I want to welcome everyone to the Earl Ingram Show and Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger. And, man, is this studio big enough for both of us?
No. Because so, as big as your head is, I'm just glad I can sneak in here.
Man, listen, it's great to have you in the studio.
Hey, man, I sound better in studio.
Yeah, though. You do, man. No. You even look a little better.
Watch out.
You know, now I can count those one or two gray hairs you see.
Oh, okay, okay. Yeah, you know,
you got them, but it's all natural.
Yeah. Girl, I mean, I don't look like you.
So
thank
listen,
God.
It's not as white my hair as it looks on.
No, it's right? Worse in person.
Come on, man.
It's worse in person.
I cut it down.
It looked like you saw a spooky movie 12 times.
I had my wife cut it down.
I ain't going to say nothing about your barber.
It looks good.
She does an awesome job for what she got to work with.
Come on, man. You know, I did hear that there's a possibility that none other than the Hall of Fame, NFL Hall of Fame.
Leroy.
Butler. But in Detroit,
his name is Leroy.
The founder of the Lambo Leap.
The creator.
Yeah.
Yeah,
is going to be joining us. Let me ask you something, man. Mm-hmm. So when you joined the Packers, was Leroy as dominant when you got there? Did you know, who he was?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, because you got.
I watched him play all those years, man.
You got to understand back when they was in Florida State, when him and Deion and all them boys.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Terrell Buckley.
Oh, yeah.
And Edgar Bennett.
Oh, yeah.
Them boys played together, man. You know what I'm saying? And then they get to Green Bay, and they played, didn't drop off. It kept going up. And to me, man, I love me some Leroy. I love me some Leroy.
You know, Leroy was, he was not that big a guy.
No. But he played like a ferocious tiger with brains.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, because, when we played, they were like the quarterbacks of the defense. You know what I'm saying? Him and when we went to Super Bowl, it was him and Eugene Robinson.
Oh, Eugene Robinson.
And they would sit back there and they would just bark out the play. And we would just go. You know what I'm saying? It's kind of like, you know, it ain't like we would let them watch film and just listen to them. We all watch film, but we trust in what they say. You know what I'm saying? And Leroy, oh, he was a defensive line nightmare for us.
But Woodson, you left. So they had Woodson. You had Woodson too.
No, we didn't. Charles Woodson didn't play with us. No.
Charles Woodson came after you guys.
Yeah, he came after.
I thought he won a Super Bowl with the Packers. No, he
did. He did.
Oh, with Aaron Rodgers.
2010.
Yeah, with Aaron Rodgers.
He didn't win. He didn't know.
You know, man, I'm sitting there thinking about it. Terrell Buckley. That's another guy.
Mm-hmm.
He was kind of small.
He was coaching.
He coaching down in that
football. I think he's about to get fired because his team sucks.
He was never a big dude, man.
No. He was a he just played on point door. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Awesome guy.
Yeah. Did he make the Hall of Fame for the Packers? Terrell Buckley?
No, he wasn't that long.
Okay.
I think he only played like his contract and then he went off to Miami or something.
So let me ask you, man. I was, you know, reading this stuff this weekend, and I saw a lot of different talk about A.J. Dillon.
Oh, God.
250-pound runaway truck. Mm-hmm. And they're saying, you know, he didn't play up to the standards that – and this is the running back coach of the Packers. It's not just some sports announcer.
Mm-hmm.
This is the running back coach. It's a contract year for A.J. Dillon.
Yeah, here it comes.
And they said that he's not running as hard as he used to run. Mm-hmm. Your thoughts?
First of all, man, any team in the NFL would love to have the problem we got in Green Bay. They got a 1-2 punch. We're going to hit you with that salt, but here comes this pepper. You see what I'm saying? You see how I said it, man. Hey, we're going to hit you with this salt, but here comes this pepper. You see what I'm saying? I can't believe. I mean, of course, you know, it's contract and all this other stuff. But you got to understand, and a coach's job is to push you.
Right.
To push you. But who is the feature back here?
Oh, it's Jones, man.
Aaron Jones is the lead dog. Dillon gets behind him and does his thing. Now, Dillon may get out in front of him and block for him. But Aaron Jones is the lead dog. He's supposed to get the touches. He's supposed to get the yards. If there was no A.J. Dillon, it would be just Aaron Jones all the time. You see what I'm saying? With a backup to give him a break.
Which would wear him out.
But we got the luxury of two. Why do you want to go? I mean, I understand pushing him to keep him doing what he's doing. But don't degrade this man because he is one hell of a running back. And what y'all trying to do is say, oh, well, you're not worth this type of money. Or he's going to put it out there in the street so won't no other team look at him because he's big and we're going to just keep. Don't do that.
You know, Gilbert, you played the game.
I played the game. I hit the biggest and the baddest.
And so I've not seen A.J. Dillon in person, but he looks like just a specimen, right?
Oh, yeah, he's a hog.
Yeah,
for real, he a hog.
And you got to really tackle him, right?
Yes. Them tree trunks hit you in your chin as they're coming down. He's a back that's going to go north and south, not east and west.
No, I don't see him dancing. So what are they talking about?
That's what I'm saying. You don't. Let's put it out there. They always want to put it on the backs. It starts up front.
Well, so
if you want to yell at somebody and get these guys to get the yards they need to do, then the big boys up front got to do their job.
So in 2021, Green Bay Packers running back A.J. Dillon was effective, not explosive. He headed into the organization team activities in 2022. Running backs coach Ben Sermons talked about the key to Dillon breaking off more big runs. He ain't a big run guy, is he?
You know, you get sometimes, I mean, you look at the guys that are big, like let's go back to Jerome Bettis. If you give him a whatever
and let him get started.
He gonna get that momentum, he gone. Because you're going to run over the
safeties and
the quarterback. But he got to get past the first wave first. That means the offensive line got to do their job. See, they want to point the finger at this guy. It don't matter. That offensive line that y'all putting together has to move people out of the way, or A.J. Dillon and Aaron Jones ain't going to do nothing. So stop putting it just on him.
So even if you are 250 pounds...
Have you ever seen a one of them big Kenworth trucks but they got about 9 rows of tires? If they get stuck in the mud, the mud. And that's what happened to them when it comes to getting off the, if the offensive line ain't opening up holes, he ain't going nowhere. This is a proven back. You know what I'm saying? Stop saying, well, this back, he ain't. He's still young. He still got. What did I say? Tread on the tire.
Well, yeah, because he in his rookie contract still.
Yes.
But they are clearly stating that they expect more big plays.
Well, then you ought to put the load on your offensive line, period. Put the load on the big boys up front. Because if I'm sitting here and I'm not doing – if my linebackers are not getting free because they're always getting held up by the guards, then that's my fault. You see what I'm saying? My linebacker got to run free.
So for people who don't understand the theory and what you're talking about, they've got the line, then the linebackers.
Right.
Somebody, whose job is it to get the linebacker? That's the tight end?
The
guard.
The guard, if they run it downhill or if they're trying to do some kind of sweep, what normally happens is they got to bump me and get up to the linebacker fast. Bump me. If I'm going between the guard and the center,
right.
The guard bumps me and open runs to the linebacker so that the center, if he bumps me, the center can come around and get back on me so he can get up to the linebacker. You see what I'm saying? But I'm a bad man. I ain't going to let that happen and still make the tackle.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? I ain't going to just let you hit me and go on up to my linebacker. I'm going to hit you and push you back. Get off of you in the center and then make the tackle.
So in the meantime, the running back has gotten through the line. He at least is through,
right,
cleared
right.
through the line.
See, that's the thing is that if the linemen don't do their job, it's kind of like that old thing when we were playing against Tennessee, and Eddie George.
Right.
Eddie George kept running through my hole. Not with the ball, to go to get on this pass.
Right.
Kept running through my hole. Fritz Sherman come to me, he said, hey, if your fat butt let that boy come through that hole any more time, you come and sitting on the sideline with me. I said, oh, no. Oh, no. So last time I said, Eddie, don't run through my hole no more. You got me in trouble. Eddie said, all right, man, whatever. So it's on YouTube. You can find it. Eddie George coming down my hole. I warned him. Earl, I hit him with that forearm shield with his feet. Went past my G on my helmet as he hit his back on the ground. I said, Eddie, don't do it no more.
And people who don't know who Eddie George is, Eddie George was, he was about 225 pounds.
Oh, Eddie George was a big boy.
Move. Yeah.
Yes, Lord.
Yeah. Listen, we got to go to a break. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789.
Man, time flies when I'm with
you.
Yeah,
man, the grave digger is in the studio. Hey, man, it's great to have you in the studio. There's some electricity here. Join us on the lines, 844-967-2789, under the help of the grave digger. We'll be right back. So, Eddie.
Accidents can be life-changing, no matter how careful you are. But with Gingras Thompson and Walks, you're not alone. For decades, they've been fighting for the rights of people just like you. They'll let you focus on your recovery while they handle the legal complexities. If you or a loved one has been hurt or killed due to someone else's negligence, contact them now. You may deserve compensation.
All in to win, Gingras Thompson and Walks, GTWLawyers.com.
Civic Media isn't just another broadcast company.
We're your neighbors. We bleed green and gold.
And we love nothing more than to help fellow Wisconsinites succeed.
Whether your business wants to advertise to your local community or the entire state, Civic Media can help. Find out more at civicmedia.us.
Here's what's happening. WFHR Community Calendar is brought to you by Something Sweet, Swiftwater Ice Cream. Enjoy the guilt-free, no-fat, no-sugar scooped ice cream and the 32 flavors of Cedar Crest. And don't forget, they're made-to-order appetizers. It'll leave your taste buds dancing. Family-owned and operated and open daily from noon until 9 p.m. Swiftwater Ice Cream in Nakusa, or find them on Facebook.
Visit the Central Wisconsin Cultural Center Friday, June 2nd, to see the Charlie and Howard duo at their first Music on the Patio event. Tickets are $10 and include one drink ticket. Kids 12 and under are free. Seating is limited, so plan to bring a lawn chair. Visit the Southwood County Historical Museum on the opening day of the Navajo Code Talkers exhibition with a presentation by their military historian William Parker on Sunday, June 4th from 2 to 4 p.m. This exhibit is free and open to the public on Sundays, Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays from 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. starting June 4th through June 29th.
What is dadication?
I think a parent's job is to protect our children, but also prepare them for the world so they become good, kind human beings.
That's dadication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov.
Your hometown news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Great.
Oh.
In the place with style and grace, allow me to lace these lyrical douches.
Who rock moves and make moves with all the mommies. The back of the club, sipping my wet is when they find me. The back of the club, you gotta be up early in the morning. Monday morning, come on. I got everybody by. Come on.
Welcome to the Hillbilly with the Grave Digger live and in living color at the Waukesha Studios. And man, it's pretty good having you around, man.
Keep you on your toes, Earl.
Yeah, man. You know,
I'm gonna tell you one thing. I ain't never been to a place where they ain't had no coffee. No ham, no burger, no cool, no egg.
Hey,
y'all ain't got nothing here.
I do think that...
budget cuts.
I do think that folk are listening, and that won't be a problem the next time.
Folks are listening?
Yeah.
Look here, man. That ain't going to help me, because next time...
Folk in the know and who can make something happen. You know, personally...
you don't need nothing in the morning.
No.
You don't need... Do you even need breakfast in the morning? Or?
No, I don't, man.
That's your problem.
I make up for it.
That's why your hair's so great.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show, under the helmet with the Grave Digger. Gilbert Brown's in the studio. You can join us at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Let me ask you, man. Davante Adams has come out and explained why he wanted to leave the Packers. And it may make some folk mad because...
why would it make him mad? Just tell the truth.
Because he said he was tired of people saying that he was the way he was because he had a great quarterback throwing to him.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, saying, you know, if you would have had
Aaron Rodgers made him.
Yeah. Mm. Do you understand how that would even... matter to a cat?
You know
like
what,
that?
Earl? Sometimes I think you goat me in.
No, man, this is the story.
Some stuff
man.
That I don't need
no,
to
so
be
listen,
saying.
Okay, so let me say, this is the story. He said that, you know, the more Aaron, they kept saying Aaron, the great Aaron, the great Aaron, the great Aaron.
Yeah.
You know, and he said they would not at all talk about his talents.
Right.
And he proved once he left Green Bay and went to.
Yeah,
Las Vegas.
How good he
his
really
numbers,
is.
Yeah,
I mean, it's kind of like you know.
I mean, he's going to be a pro football Hall of Famer.
He's going to be all pro. He's going to be all that, man. Right. It's just like, it's kind of like us. Offense get all the glory. Brett Favre and them used to get all the glory. You know, ain't nobody talking about how we helped them out. You know, it's always offense. But then inside of that, it's things that make everybody got to contribute. And what he's trying to say is that I went to the Raiders to show you guys that it wasn't just him.
Yeah.
It was me. With a subpar or not as good quarterback, Carr.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? So then they sold him a dream too. Because guess what? Carr ain't even there no more.
You know, Gilbert, he also said that the Packers offered him $18 million. He thought it was undercutting him. Mm-hmm. He went to the Raiders, they gave him $28 million. That's a big difference.
With a lesser quarterback.
Yeah.
That they say.
Yeah, so he... So
I think
he,
Carr's a good quarterback.
Yeah, but he got... He thought that they undercut him in salary. Mm-hmm. And the fact that, man, you know, he's a greater player than they gave him credit for. He also has a pretty big ego. Because he said he thinks he's one of the best players in the NFL, period.
He is. He is. He proved it. You know what I'm saying? And to me, it's like, how could you let that type of talent go? You know what I'm saying?
Well, come on, man. They couldn't pay everybody.
They could pay him.
They paid Aaron $50
million. After he left?
No, I think then they paid him before he left.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah. But you know, man, come on, man. It's only
They make certain decisions because they think something else is going on. It's just kind of like how they broke up that 96 Packers.
Yeah, but that cap, Gilbert. That cap. Was it a cap when you played?
Yeah, it was a cap. You think I played with leather helmets like you?
I'm just saying, man. So people really need to understand you can't hold the catch like they did back in the 60s when they could keep the whole team together.
No.
They weren't paying them any money.
No, but see, a good general manager will see the key components that you cannot let go. You got to make something else happen. If you go back to my team, 95.
But they keep y'all together 3 years?
No. 95 was the start, and we added players throughout. 96 was the Super Bowl. We're taking players away. 97 was a run for the Super Bowl, taking players away. Even 98. But even through from 95 to 98, we were still in contention for the Super Bowl. If we'd have kept the guys, the key guys that they let go because of money or because of whatever, we would have had a dynasty with four championships.
Yeah, man, but the cap is what made them get rid of the players.
Sometimes the cap ain't what it is, man. They want you to either take lesser money, but play like, you know. Now, come on, man. You know, especially when it ain't guaranteed. Now, me, money was never an issue. I wasn't going anywhere.
Right.
I love the game. I love Green Bay. For other guys, it is.
So when we come back, man, I do want to talk about, you just mentioned that guaranteed money that's not, in many instances, guaranteed. Baseball, basketball, money's guaranteed.
Yeah, they can
and
fall.
Not football.
Yeah.
Okay, go to a break. 844-967-2789. Under the Helm with the Grave Digger. We'll be right back.
So, should be having my baby, baby. Check it out. Puff Daddy, Biggie Smalls, Junior Mafia, represent baby.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you. Did you know Rockfest, the annual Memorial Day weekend event in Madison, is 40 years old? Its history is pretty rich, too, when the grocery store-owning Metcalf family set up a brat tent in the store parking lot to sell brats to customers. By 2004, more than 180,000 brats were being sold in the parking lot. Okay, so now can you guess how many gallons of ketchup are needed for the brats every year? 30 gallons? 45? 74 gallons? The answer coming up. These days, the fest isn't just about the brats.
You know, we have a kid zone, we have a farm zone, we have a sports zone. Just not really like anything else.
That's Michael Alexander, one of the organizers.
Roughly 150,000 of our closest and dearest friends.
And more numbers. 4 million brats over 40 years, raising $2.5 million, supporting more than 120 nonprofits. And the amount of ketchup used? 74 gallons. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
So, I have a question for all you guys out there. Why is it that I see you hauling all kinds of stuff in your trucks? Lumber, ATVs, furniture, and everything is strapped down tight, except you. I mean, come on, fellas. You're just as important as your buddy's blue plaid sofa. Buckle up.
Pickups rock. They also roll. Buckle up in your truck and arrive alive. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation.
What if one day you went to your secret hiding place? You know, that spot that only you know about? And instead of what you came for, you found something a little different. What if instead of your private stash, you found a simple phone number? 1-800-662-HELP. What would you do? Would you stop and give it some thought? Would you make the call? The truth is, all drug use comes with risk. Before those risks become real, before drugs turn your life upside down, before drugs take their toll on you and your family, know that there is help. You can quit. If you or someone you love is struggling with drug use or prescription drug misuse, call 1-800-662-HELP for 24-hour free and confidential information and treatment referral. Or go to samhsa.gov/thereishelp.
I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you prevent wildfires.
Dude, I've got this. I've been camping since I was 5 years old.
But I am a camping influencer.
You know what? I'll bet you $5. Assistant Smokey, what is the best way to put out a campfire?
To put out a campfire, drown with water, stir, drown again. Then make sure the fire is out cold by feeling with the back of your hand.
Wait, really?
I'll take the $5.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Right arm, right leg.
Left leg, left arm.
Both legs above the knee.
Both legs, part of my left hand.
Lost both my legs in Iraq.
These 9/11 veterans are just a few of the heroes we serve at Homes for Our Troops. For nearly 2,000 severely injured veterans, everyday life has become filled with barriers. So we build specially adapted homes with features like wheelchair access, roll-in showers, and pull-down cabinets that allow them to function independently and focus on their recovery and family. This life-changing gift of freedom is provided mortgage-free to these veterans, thanks to our donors and supporters. But we need you to join us, too, in completing this important mission. Please visit hfotusa.org and help build homes and rebuild lives.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Daytime highs approaching 80 this afternoon under sunny skies. Winds out of the south, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Mainly clear skies. Tonight, lows dip down to about 45. Highs level off around 80. Tomorrow, sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Low 80s Monday, turning warmer on Tuesday with highs in the mid 80s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 73.
Yeah, heavy diggy, water bed, yeah, big bug, enough love,
ride.
Baby, don't be afraid.
Cause your hair's great. Why is it so great?
welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. You know, Gilbert, as we await the call from the one and only Leroy Butler.
A quick call.
Yeah. You know, man, I was watching, reading this article on the amount of money that's been spent in the Central Division for free agents this coming year.
Free agents, the key word.
Yeah.
Okay.
And the Chicago Bears.
The Bears.
Has spent $105 million in money for free agents.
They should have spent more.
The Minnesota Vikings spent $66 million.
Made sure
the Lions spent $65 million
for kitty litter,
and the Packers spent $2.7 million. Now, so Gilbert,
I've been asking this since day one, man. we just don't like free agents, I guess.
Yeah, but Gilbert,
it's our
$100 million. The Bears are letting you know.
Oh, we tired of this.
It's our time. Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying? Everybody always cha-cha-cha-cha, putting stuff together to move up.
Yeah.
We feel like we sustain. We feel like we don't need to do that.
Yeah, Gilbert.
Are you kidding me?
The Lions, I'm telling you.
If the Lions ever just beat us twice.
Well, we mean that it's done.
Twice.
It's done.
Twice.
Hey Gilbert.
If the Lions start circling us on the schedule like they did, like we used to do them, I quit.
Well, Gilbert, you might as well quit because that's what's getting the Lions circling the Packers for two games.
We got the Vikings
circling the Packers for two games.
We got too much pride.
Bears circling the Packers for two games. So where the Packers been going 5-1 in the Central Division for the last 15, 20 years, it's going to be the other way around. And I don't know if the Packer fans can handle that.
Can we talk about something now?
Yeah, I don't know if the Packer fans can really handle that.
This is depressing.
Hey, man, the truth, man. But I just, you know, they have not been willing to pay. And I don't know, Gilbert, if it's that they've not been willing to pay. $40 million for Aaron Rodgers is still on the books, man.
Still on the books.
I mean, I don't even know how you... They put themselves in that position.
Right.
Because they remember when Aaron Rodgers was saying, I'm leaving.
I'm going to this dark room. And I'm going to figure it out for y'all.
And they wound up saying, we're going to give you $150 million.
Come on, man.
Yeah, we're going to give you $150 million over the next 3 years. Mm. How did they even... He put them behind the eight ball. And they didn't have the courage
they sold them a bill of goods, man. That's what he did.
No, well, they thought the fans wouldn't tolerate. The fans loved Aaron.
Yeah.
And so they couldn't run the risk because Gutekunst, I remember, he was initially, you know, him and Aaron wasn't getting along. And Aaron was saying, I don't want to be around him. But they made that boy change his mind. And he signed that $150 million.
Who made him change his mind? That money made him change his mind.
Well, yeah, it made Aaron Rodgers change his mind, but it also made Gutekunst decide that the fans were not going to tolerate it.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know.
Yeah, it's a whole different animal, man. I mean, you know, at the end of the day, the Green Bay Packers going to do what they want to do, period. You know, you going to be force-fed something.
Hey Gilbert. I can tell you that when the Packers had Aaron Rodgers and y'all for 30 years was doing y'all thing, mm-hmm. when football's, you know, that time of the year when you can smell it, around, what is it, August? You start feeling, anybody who's been involved around football, is something going on. Mm-hmm. Right around August. Even if you ain't playing, if you just around it and involved, it's a fraternity kind of.
Yeah.
And people just start, hey, it's time.
It's time because every July 1st, I'm like, dang, I should have did some more running. God, I should have did this. Because at the end of the month, we're going to training camp.
Hey, man, you know, just to think about what that was like, you know, when do they, I mean, because I thought that today they kind of keep track of you, right? Because you're a major investment with them. They don't just let you all the time you're off. Do you have to check in with trainers and all that to make sure?
It depends on if you hurt or not. Sometimes they let you go on and do what you got to do because you're a professional.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You don't need nobody standing over you. I mean, what killed me is, you know, if I'm asleep at mama's house back in the day, you know, when I came home to visit and the dude come knocking on your door with the pee cup. Just out the blue.
Hey, listen, man. You
just
know what?
Out the blue.
Let me say this. I enjoy talking to you, but I get bored talking to you sometimes, man.
What are you talking about?
Because we got Leroy.
Oh! Oh! Leroy!
Hey, we got the Hall of Fame.
Earl, hurry up so we can get the real dude to talk.
We got
just
the Hall
stumbling
of Fame,
all over the place.
Leroy.
Leroy!
Butler on the line. What's going on, Leroy?
How you guys doing, my brother?
Hey, man, we're doing fine, man. We're doing better now that you're on the line. The gold jacket wearing Leroy Butler.
I was your number one friend. I didn't know Gitmo was your friend, too. I thought he was like,
I'm a four. Leroy, he jumped the fence every now and then, man. He jumped the fence. Leroy, let me say this, man.
Is it Leroy or Leroy?
Well, he ain't French. Are you French, Leroy? Are you French?
No, but Leroy or Leroy means royalty. People can look that up. But I'll tell you a fun fact about my name. Growing up, my mom said, because I'm from the South, Jacksonville, Florida, Duval County. She said, I'm going to make the East Mall, the art capital, but nobody down south is going to call you Leroy. So this is going to call you Leroy, and it's okay. But if you ever go, this when I was little, I never thought I would come north. So you go the further north, and I say Leroy. So, and I remember we were playing the Cowboys and Pat Summerall and John Madden, rest in peace. My mom called from a to get my name wrong. It's Leroy Buck. And it was so funny because he said what it was in the game, so it was funny.
Man, Pat Summerall, John Madden. Gilbert, go ahead, man.
Leroy, I just want to tell him because, you know, everybody was – we have so many different things about leadership and everything like that and young people trying to understand everything. And I always try to explain to people when I first got to Green Bay and I sat next to you in that locker and Earl had just asked me about, was Leroy dominant back then, 1990? I said, man – Leroy led by example. He led by he didn't have to rah-rah-rah everything. But Leroy, I want to thank you for me being a young guy, being able to sit next to you and understand the game, and for you to take the time to put me under your wing. I was just a fat kid from Detroit, didn't know what was going on. And I love you for that, brother. And explain to me why. Some people say you are not a role model, like this Ja Morant when he running around here with the guns and all this other stuff. Explain to these kids what a role model really is, Leroy, because to me, you are an exceptional role model.
Well, my mom was my hero, and thank you so much for that, Gilbert. And you really helped me yesterday when you let me speak to your mom. So I can tell her how much I love her.
You want to know, Leroy, you want to know why I let you speak to her? Because she was pulling out that switch. I said, wait, mama, wait. Wait. He got Leroy on the phone, mama. Wait.
I just love her because my mom passed. She said, you know, I'm still your mother. And I learned that from my mom growing up and my grandmother to be a good listener. And I remember, you know, it was an opportunity for us because, Earl, I'll be honest with you, we could not stop the run until Gilbert got there. So my mom, I was like, if you want to make your team better, you have to add the people who would probably never be in the headlines. be friendly with those people. Anybody can be friends with Reggie and Fred, Toya. But what about the guys who you need? And Gilbert was that guy. So when his locker mate was, when you were my locker mate, the good thing about it, Gilbert, you were a great listener. And that's what I was. And I think that what makes guys fight for each other on the field. So, and that's why I remember doing the Hall of Fame speech. I said the two people I love the most in this world is Gilbert Brown and my wife. So I want both of them to be a part of it. I can't tell you what he said when I asked him to do that, because this guy never gets emotional. But I think he was thinking about the platform was huge, and that's what I like to give my teammates. Not so much me. I like to share that with my teammates. So you were a great young player who wanted to win, and it worked out for us.
Let me ask you, man. You have a yellow jacket now. You've got a bust in the Hall of Fame. Jim Brown and you are immortalized in the same place. Let's talk a little bit about Jim Brown.
Last year and the year before, I was able to see him at a couple of events. He had this special seating place. I mean, because this is the GOAT of running backs. And he would come in and he would tell us about being Hollywood.
I don't know, man. You know, so while we're seeing if we can get that, you know, the phone
connection
again. Leroy Butler, are you there?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah. So we're talking about Jim Brown.
Yeah, I apologize.
No problem.
When I first met him, I was nervous. There was two people I was very nervous to meet, Tony Dorsett and Jim Brown. But those were the guys that people always talked about. And I wanted to know about off the field, being in Hollywood, being around, you know, in Hollywood as African-American back in the 60s, 70s. How was that? And he just explained to me that people give him respect. He knew his lines, and he knew it at any time. He wanted to be in a Western. For some reason, he wanted to be in a Western.
Leroy, man, you know, the so much to ask you, and we don't have the time, but your thoughts about the passing of the great Jim Brown?
I don't think people know how good he was, because I think he played like nine years. Yeah, so some of the like young millennials, they've never seen a running back like him and Gale Sayers, you know?
Right.
So when you see tape on him, he's just running through people. I mean, it was stories about at the Hall of Fame that guys on tape used to say they used to try to avoid tackling him. They used to dive on the ground if you were hurt, because he was just running over guys.
Hey, Leroy. And so Leroy, watching Jim Brown coming at him. Leroy, how would you go about tackling the great Jim Brown?
I'm going to go towards the shoestring, and when I get down there, I'm going to pull a hamstring. Yeah, I'm not going to be on sports center. Just put it in my chest.
Hang on, my friend. We got to go to a break. Hang on a second. Man, the Hall of Fame, Leroy Butler, NFL Hall of Fame, is on the line. The Grave Digger is here. Compliments to the Grave Digger. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. Man, it's an honor. We'll be right back.
Far from the gutter. Would you have my daughter? Your daughter. I dig your style. Pretty love child. Lord, you look fine. Nickname Sunshine. God bless. Nothing less. Give you more. And all you gotta do is tell me what you're looking for. Right.
Did you know Broadfest, the annual Memorial Day weekend event in Madison, is 40 years old? Its history is pretty rich, too, when the grocery store-owning Metcalf family set up a brat tent in the store parking lot to sell brats to customers. By 2004, more than 180,000 brats were being sold in the parking lot. Okay, so now can you guess how many gallons of ketchup are needed for the brats every year? 30 gallons? 45? 74 gallons? The answer coming up. These days, the fest isn't just about the brats.
You know, we have a kid zone, we have a farm zone, we have a sports zone. Just not really like anything else.
That's Michael Alexander, one of the organizers.
Roughly 150,000 of our closest and dearest friends.
And more numbers. 4 million brats over 40 years, raising $2.5 million, supporting more than 120 nonprofits. And the amount of ketchup used? 74 gallons. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Pop a top and join the fun. Donate your cans today to help feed and care for the animals at the Southwood County Humane Society. Pet of the Week is brought to you by Express Recycling Solutions Incorporated, dedicated to helping our community by providing many recycling services as well as drop-off locations for cans at the Southwood County Humane Society and 480 Strodeman Avenue, Wisconsin Rapids. Express Recycling Solutions, keeping our community clean and safe.
If you're grilling this weekend, be sure to have plenty of artisan hearth buns and rolls on hand. Fancy equipment and secret sauces are great, but once you've mastered the basics, it's all about the bun. Your perfectly grilled burgers and hot dogs deserve the best, and with several varieties to choose from, including Wisconsin brat buns, gourmet brioche, French, and onion rolls, the bakers of Artisan Hearth have the buns and rolls your family will love. Artisan Hearth, locally baked, delivered fresh daily.
From the hometown of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news talk and sports station.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Under the helmet with the Grave Digger. And man, he brought the Hall of Fame, Leroy Butler, with him. And man, it's so great to hear you, man. It's great to hear you.
Hey, Leroy.
I'm sucking up to him, Gil.
Yeah, I see. Leroy. Hey, Leroy, I was watching the news. They say you don't supposed to be running into Florida like that. What's going on?
You don't supposed to be what in Florida?
They say you don't supposed to just come in Florida without checking with somebody.
Well, so now he's talking politics.
I'm a check-in person in Florida. Jacksonville, I'm a check-in guy. Come on now.
So he talking about some politics, and
I just want to know why we can't go to Florida. I'm talking to the king of Florida right now.
Yes. Well, the only part of Florida, you got to go through Jacksonville first when you first enter. That's me. Duval County. I just had a football camp down there, 400 kids at the PAL league. Okay, If anybody come in the state of Florida, they gotta virtually call me, text me, or something. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, I'm good.
Hey, Leroy, yeah. what's gonna happen with the Packers this year, man?
No, I'll tell you what, I'm looking forward to it because it's refreshing to know that Jordan Love had a press conference and they talked about football. I wasn't interested in where he swam at, what he ate. I want to know that. Can we beat Detroit when it was on the line, last year? That was very disappointing. And that's what I tell people. You don't need a Hall of Fame quarterback to win in this league. You just need all 53 guys going in the right direction. That's why we turned it around. It helps, but it doesn't. You don't have to have that. So I'm looking forward to Jordan Love.
After 30 years with Aaron Rodgers and Brett Favre, man.
Yes.
And so, yes. Are they starting all over?
You know, here's the thing, and that's a great question, Earl. And this is for the listeners, because I think it's sometimes a confusion.
Gilbert, I'm sucking up to him. Okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, it's okay. it's a confusion, reset, restart, or whatever, only because of the change in the quarterback. Remember, they spent a lot of money. Most teams that start over a rebuild, they like maybe Chicago. They had $100 million in salary cap. They got a second, third-year quarterback, and they got rid of all the top money. Well, guess what? They got the top cornerback. Jair is making like $84 million. They got one of the top tackles, 97. He's making a bunch of money. Aaron Jones is making a bunch of money. I mean, they were over the cap. So, no, they're not starting over, but it's going to look different because you have a different quarterback. The face of the franchise is an African-American. And I bet you if you go back in the 60s and 70s, the Green Bay Packers, if you had asked them that 2023 you can have an African-American quarterback, they wouldn't have believed it.
Let me ask you.
The times are different now.
The Packers had an African-American quarterback in the 70s, I think it was. I mean, he didn't start. He was a backup. I forgot his name.
No, we come out the face of the franchise.
Oh, the face of the franchise.
They had African-American quarterbacks. Right. Yeah, you remember Aaron Brooks?
Oh, yeah, right.
Aaron Brooks was a draft pick.
Yeah.
I'm talking about, well, we gave him the face of the franchise, like you said, for 30-something years, Brett Favre, Aaron Rodgers. But now, it's Jordan Love. It's his building.
Yep.
Gilbert, you remember when Reggie White got up in front of the team and said, guys, I know I'm a spokesperson, but it's Brett Favre's team.
Yeah, I remember that.
Every franchise, they always promote the quarterback. You support the quarterback. You pay them the most. They have to go through the most stress. They get the wins and losses. Yeah. But for that to be Jordan Love, it's amazing. For my kids, Gilbert's kids, the kids who come to Lambeau, because those kids think, you know, one day this can be me. And that's what it's all about. I'm so happy for him.
It's so exciting, man, to have your voice on the air and all the different perspectives, you know. Gilbert, what you want to say to your boy?
I just want him to put that elastic in the back of the gold jacket so I can put it on.
I mean, so it took you, was it 16 years before? I mean, because there were times they had talked about it over and over and over. Did you ever think it wasn't going to happen?
Leroy, before you say anything, there's some people that should have been first ballot Hall of Famers, period.
Mm-hmm.
And I swear, as a Green Bay Pack, I don't know, is it because of we got so many in or this, that, and the other? I promise to God, man, instead of Reggie and Brett, you should have been a first ballot Hall of Famer, and Sterling Sharp should have been a first ballot Hall of Famer. You two guys, when I first got to Green Bay, I lived tradition from you guys, but winning spilt out of you guys, man, for me.
Yeah, I mean, that's what it's all about. Because I remember my mom, she passed away in 2016, and I remember her. She said, I never really know if you were a finalist, semifinalist, or if you made it, because you always act the same.
You do?
What I want people to know. When I leave the room, I'm the same person.
Let me ask you, man, because I go way back with the Packers.
Way back.
Willie Wood and Herb Adderley. I watched those cats play. Yeah. And now, and you are mentioned with Willie Wood and Herb Adderley. Tell us how that feels, man.
Mm-hmm. I tell you what, I did get emotional when I saw my name going up in the stadium. And I said to myself, every African-American kid in the inner city, north side of Milwaukee, north side of Jacksonville, Florida, and Duval, and the project where I'm from, single-parent home, special needs kid growing up, poverty. My first shirt was from the Salvation Army. Excuse me. And I never had, you know, books and a book with my name on it. Officer Friendly gave it to me. Mm-hmm. My resource officer. all those emotionals come over you, because every time one of the kids go in that stadium, African-American kid, they're going to say, that's Mr. Butler. That's me. That's me there. Yeah. It's not, I represent a lot of people. Mm-hmm. So that means a lot. And I represent the people like, you know, Gilbert and, you know, Antonio and some of these other guys. That's why I invited some of my teammates to be a part of that. So it's amazing. It really is amazing. And then, fortunately, I was able to hear recently to be a part of the board with Valerie, who's one of my mentors, and George Koontz. Well, George always been book smart, so you, I'm very proud of that.
Man, I just hate that,
you
know.
You got to get him back again.
Yeah, man. Yeah, man. We got to have
him back
again.
In studio, though. In studio.
Hey, man, oh, my God.
Man, listen, we're going to make
Maybe
it happen.
Maybe we can have some coffee or something.
Yeah. Hey. I've been sucking up.
Call me later, Earl.
Yeah, I will. Gotta go.
A tree can be a warrior, battling global challenges with greater courage. A tree can be a solution, cleaning our air, supporting our communities.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.